Bro. You know what I used to hate about, like, juuling back in the day?
Juuling,
bro. Bro, I fucking completely forgot that was a phase in my life, Canes, dude. Bro. I'm not gonna lie, because at first, I remember, like, after high school when I bought, like, a vape, I was like, yeah, I remember high school. I used to buy, like, the puff bars and shit, like, just, like, the little stick ones. And
I remember.
I'd hit them in, like, class and shit. I remember that. But the Juuls, I completely forgot just about that, dude.
But I remember being in his Canes, and, like, it'd be, like, the passing period and shit, and you'd just be like, Alex, look, I got the Juul.
I got the Juul, Alex. And one time we hit the Stizzy Inner Glass.
Literally, dog. Just ghosted, bro, ghosted.
Some of the shit I think about, like, from back then, it's just like, bro, that school is just not school.
We were allowed to make decisions others would not.
And because we were, like, you know, we weren't seen as, like, the retarded kids type shit. Because there was different levels of, like, dumbasses in our school, you know? And our school had, like,
we weren't openly dumb, bro. We weren't openly dumb.
Because there was a lot of kids at our school who got caught for, like, smoking carts and, like, doing all types of shit. But it's like, bro, we smoked in class. We smoked behind the
teacher's office,
behind her back, literally as she's standing on the other side of a wall that we put up, dude.
But we weren't disruptive in class.
We weren't retards. Like, we weren't assholes.
We weren't the motherfuckers who couldn't read out loud.
We shut the fuck up. We participated in class, but we
did
were also...
Did the bare minimum. You gotta fly low. Fly low minimum. Radar. If you don't put in any effort, that starts to, like, weigh on you, and they start to, like, make you have to participate, and they start paying more attention to you just because you don't do shit.
Exactly. If you're gonna be a dumbass in class, at least do your work, bro. If you're gonna be smoking, like, carts, hitting carts and shit at school, at least do your work, bro. Because then the teachers won't do shit. Then the principal can't really be like, oh, he's a bad student, you know? Like, of course he's smoking weed type shit.
You know what's funny, bro?
Like, I got my work done.
I remember in the last day of school when we had to, like, go back, like, regardless, you know, for graduation shit where you had to show up in person. Fucking, it came around to going to, like, choir and shit. I just didn't go. I just fucked around with Anthony Mancia and fucking in art class. Like, I remember I had known him, but I had never hung out, like, a bunch with him. But I knew he was a vibe, you know? I knew he was a real one.
Anthony Mancia.
You know? The one with, like, glasses? No. No, you're thinking of fucking
the other one. C. Okay.
Man, see, it was like a real one. You feel me? You went to, like, you were in an English class with him, remember?
Oh, that Anthony.
Yeah, when y'all the just smart like. Anthony. Yeah, when y'all had that table and everyone there would just be chaotic as shit. She had to divide y'all and y'all would just yell across the room.
Oh, shit. Anthony. I completely forgot about him. I'm not gonna lie.
One day I saw him when I was working at Lowe's, and then another day I saw him when I was working at Einstein's and shit.
For real? You went to Einstein's?
Yeah, I saw a lot of people we knew at that
Einstein's. I saw a lot of people. Remember that one chick? Well, I don't really remember her name. I just remember, like, back in middle school, she went out with Jalen.
Carla?
No. Her name was, like, Emily?
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, maybe.
I don't know, bro.
Some shit like that.
Guys, welcome to the doxing our middle school and high school
classmates. Remember Jamal, who lives at...
You remember Malik?
Remember Malik, who currently resides in the...
Imagine we saw Malik, like, this day and age, and he's like, hey, bro, can I have, like, $2?
Bro, if I saw him after all these fucking years, dog, and Malik came up to me and was like, yo, dog, you got, like... $4 I can, like, borrow real quick. I gotta get on the bus and shit. I'm like, I'd be like, motherfucker, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed, bro.
You remember the time, like, me and you were, like, at the park smoking and shit, and then Jair walked up to it. Hey, you guys have a cart, right?
Hey, you guys have weed, right? Like,
we, like, well, you already saw us.
Yeah.
And you're someone we know. So
it's like
Jair, it's in better interest to give you a hit.
Take it,
but it's
dude.
Rude that you
It was weird, bro, because at that point in time,
I didn't think of him as a stoner.
I used to talk to Jair all the fucking time, but then the stoner phase hit, and then I felt like that's where it created a big division.
When he had
my friends and shit, you know, because when I started smoking, dude, is when a lot of people were like, damn, this motherfucker going crazy type shit, or like something like
you're
that.
You're off the range.
They started
looking
at me like an addict, like I was doing fucking coke or like Xans or some shit.
Bitch, it's
like,
you're smoking.
I'm doing carts and shit at school, dude. Like, this isn't crazy, bro. I'm not snorting lines in the bathroom or
popping perks and Xans in the bathroom.
I may have done a tab or two at school, but like, hey man,
I wasn't peeking till I was out. I wasn't peeking till I took it so that I would be high on the way out of school, bro. Bro, I remember I had the tab and I was in the bathroom in the band room and shit, and I was looking at it and I'm like, damn, bro, I'm like all nervous and shit. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm with the homies, bro. If anything happens, bro, you know, I'd be aight. Yeah.
That's how it always aight. Is tripping, like, with you guys. It's like, damn, I'm kind of nervous because I haven't done acid in a minute. But then it's like, oh, shit, you know.
We're going to take care of each other and
I'm
shit.
I'm chilling. It's not that, like, I'm going to be tripping out and they're going to be like, ooga booga, ooga booga, nightmare. Just fucking with me, like, bro, are you tripping, dog? You know, like, doing some fucking. Are you tripping yet, bro?
Are you peeking?
Are you peeking, bro? Let's watch some fucking crazy shit since you're peeking, dog. They put on like a car crash compilation, or some like live leak videos, it's and you're like,
bro,
you're like, what the fuck is happening,
dude? Bad bitch. Anytime you go to her house, her little brother is in the fucking living room with the. Big ass like high like 4K HD fucking TV, you know, where it looks like super smooth and the frames are all like
it looks
too real.
It looks
he's
like
watching
the people
nothing
in front of you type
he
shit.
Watches nothing but fucking live leak videos,
bruh, and all the like live leak videos are the newest live leak videos, bro. They're all 4K and shit. Motherfuckers like filming on the iPhone type shit.
Niggas like looking right at it and shit. Anytime you like go to be like, hey Billy and shit.
Hey, what's up, Billy? Hi. He's just sitting there like, what's up, bro? He doesn't even look at you. He's like, what's up,
bro? He just says, hi.
Hey.
And he doesn't look at you. He just says, greetings.
Greetings.
Just. And his mom's all like, oh, that's my little bundle of joy. Oh,
my Billy. He's so precious.
And the dad's just like always at work type shit. You never
you
see
You never him. See the fucking dad, bro. You go over,
but
like,
from what
at
you hear,
midnight.
He like hates you type shit.
From the grapevine, you heard, like, eventually Billy, like, says, you know my dad hates you, right?
You know my dad would want to see you dead, right? He says that.
It's like, my dad and I watch videos together and think about you sometimes. It's like, what the fuck does that mean?
You think about me? He doesn't fucking respond. Just
fucking
turns
silence,
away and
turns
shit.
Away, looks back at his live leak videos, and it's like... Yeah, my and brother's a little weird. And
your girl's all like, babe, you coming? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, see you, Billy.
Later,
doesn't
Billy.
Respond.
Just complete silence. Just
later, you're piping that night. And you like start to hear shit, and you're like, man, is that Billy?
You hear screaming and shit. You're like, what the fuck is happening? Billy's just watching another live leak video.
You're extra loud that night just because he's screaming on the TV.
You're going hard as fuck, bro. You're pounding the shit out of his sister just so you can't hear it. You yourself, you start fucking like moaning just to distract yourself from the fact that there's like murder videos playing on in the living room at like.
No! Stop!
Stop! Ah! I got kids. I got a family. Shut up, bitch! Boom! And it's like you're just there, like barely even concentrating on like fucking his sister.
You're just like trying to like get. You're like closing your eyes and like trying not to pay attention.
Low key
and shit.
Getting PTSD just from fucking being there, bro. At that point, you gotta invite like her over to your place.
Hey, my parents couldn't watch after my little brothers. Is it okay
if
I bring him over?
Is it okay if I bring him over and he can, like, play with, like, your siblings and stuff? I'm like... I don't think I'd want him playing with
I don't think my mom's gonna be home to watch him either. She's like, we can watch him. Nah.
How about you stay home today?
How about we link up another night, baby?
How about we try another night? It sounds like you're busy.
sounds like it ain't working out.
Sounds like it ain't working out tonight. Let's try tomorrow.
But babe.
Nah. Nah.
Babe. Nah.
You don't even say nah again. You just hang up.
But babe. You hang up first. Okay.
No, you hang up. All right.
Peace. I've done that.
I don't think I've ever gone into like a, no, you hang up first. No, you hang up first. It's always like, I gotta go. Later. Peace.
Good night, babe. Night, babe.
Night, babe. I gotta go. And shit.
Night, babe.
I'm gonna go I'm to going bed to, and shit.
I'm gonna go I'm going to sleep.
I'm gonna go smoke first, so.
I can't text you while I'm
she's
smoking.
She's like, can't you like text or call you, me while like you're smoking? Nah, I'm not, bitch, that's I'm smoking me time.
With the homie, bro. I need to give him my full attention, bro, or else he ain't gonna feel appreciated, bitch.
That's me time, huh? I'm gonna smoke then go to bed. Can you like at least text me before you go to nah?
Goes nah. to bed, watches the Boondocks for a good 2 hours.
Bro, stays up for 3 hours, dog. Scrolling on Instagram, on Twitter, you're fucking
watching Boondocks passively.
Watching Boondocks,
texting in the group chat.
Low key playing Minecraft at one point and shit. You're like,
dog, it's
I gotta get those
late.
Diamonds. Dog, fuck, it's bro, late. It's late as shit.
I'm close.
Let me build
though.
Myself in, though.
I'm close, though.
Let me build myself in and log out, dog. Bro, you log out, it's like 2 a.m. You have like 30 missed calls from her. You didn't even see them, though. Your phone's on do not disturb.
Bitch, I'm smoking.
I was spawning in the morning.
This was me time.
This was me time, bitch.
She's still up. She did it. She's like, I didn't sleep last night. I didn't know if you were okay. You didn't answer my call or text. I already told you I was smoking and going to sleep, shawty.
Bitch, that's my bad.
That's my bad. Bitch, also- bitch, that's my bad. Bitch, that's my bad.
Bitch, that's my bad.
Bitch,
sorry.
That's my bad.
I fucked up a little bit there. My bad.
I'm gonna be real with you. That was on me, bitch. You ended with that.
I'm gonna be real with you. Cause you kinda real, know what I'm saying?
Oh, my fault, bitch.
That was my fault. That wasn't real of me, you know what I mean?
Nah, I mean.
But I'm a real ass nigga to be able to apologize like that, you know what I mean?
So you gotta, you know, represent. You gotta, you know.
You gotta appreciate me, know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm saying. You're apologizing and saying like you gotta like appreciate.
You gotta appreciate me though, know what I mean? Cause like I'm being a bigger person here by apologizing.
I'm being the
shit.
Bigger person right now.
You know, you're lucky I'm in my no enemies arc right now. Otherwise I would have been smacking your ass up, know what I mean? But like since I'm on like that good shit, you know, I be bettering myself and shit, dog, like know what I mean. I'm not about that shit, know what I mean? I'm not about to go.
Does this car feel like burnt, or do you think it's like the battery not charged enough?
It tastes burnt, but it also feels like it's still hitting, you know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it did taste like it was out, but like also not really. Because it's still hitting.
How's that? Guys, this is a mystery stizzy acquired through mysterious fucking, I don't know.
Mysterious means we might be poisoning ourselves right now. That looks a little weird.
Wait, let me see that. It has 3 lines on it. It usually says stizzy on it. What is this?
Is it a real stizzy? Yeah, it might be a fake, actually.
Bro, I'm gonna Google stizzy, bro. Just so we can have one.
I feel high.
So do I, but that might be the vitamin E and shit.
That might be the fucking pesticide in that shit. We hitting a chemical car. How to tell real stizzy from fake stizzy? I bet it's real versus fake Stizzy.
Yeah, see, it always says Stizzy, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
Oh, wait, no.
Three lines?
Also has three lines.
Okay.
Okay, so it might just be my battery then. Either or, bro. This is a free Stizzy, bro.
It's hitting either way.
I am slightly buzzed. I feel
like I'm on one.
This feels more like you're sipping Stizzy rather than drinking it. You feel me? Like,
yeah, rather than like taking a blinker,
a chug,
being like, holy fuck, I'm faded, bro.
Bro, cause two good Stizzy hits and you're sad, bro. Like,
dude, no.
Dude, I remember having a full battery and a full cart my senior year, bro. It made high school feel like a fucking joke, which it is.
I remember, like, even if you have like one Stizzy type shit and you like rip it for a good like 7 seconds, bro, like a big breath type shit, just like, and then like let it out, and then you take another one, bro,
preferably in the middle of the movie theater,
baked, dog. Yeah, especially if you're out in public, bro. Life hack, dog.
If you're in the middle of the movie theater, bro, pro tip, take a fat hit and blow it straight up where the light is, bro.
Blow it where the projector is. So that
everyone knows where a real-ass motherfucker's sitting, bro.
So everyone knows you're not afraid to hit the Stizzy in the fucking movie theater. They see your balls, bro, as it's beginning. They're like, holy shit,
real, dog. Recognize this real, bro. This motherfucker
just blew a big-ass cloud. Maybe I should now.
All of a sudden, bro, everyone's looking around. Everyone got Stizzy. Everyone brought a Stizzy, bro.
Stizzy and shit.
Everyone brought a Stizzy, dude, with them, bro.
I really want to, like, one day in the far-ass future, like,
fan me
make
up
a fucking movie type shit. Like a stoner.
Movie. Bro, we can make a stoner movie right now, nah, type shit.
Nah, I don't want to make one right now. Because then it'll be one of those shitty stoner movies.
It doesn't have to be, bro. It's all about the writing.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's about the fucking production. If we got the right cameras and shit. If we got the right editing, bro.
Bro, like, we have the homie Quentin, bro.
Yeah, but I'm talking about getting like an actual fucking like
crew, oh, a straight like a up whole like
crew type shit.
There's a lighting motherfucker. Like, there's a motherfucker holding a mic type shit. This is a production.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not just like a fucking little student film type of shit, bro.
We could make one that's like a good like hour long type shit. Make it still funny.
Nah, I'd be okay. I'd be okay on that. I wouldn't want to make like a fucking Mac and Devin go to high school.
It doesn't have to be that, bro.
But it will be if it's not fucking like a full production.
I feel like we have decent cameras. We have someone with experience.
But we're not actors, is the thing. That's what I'm saying. I'd rather.
I am. You haven't seen the things I've been in.
I haven't. But I'm talking like professional actors, niggas.
You want us to direct and like produce type shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
you wouldn't want to be like a little. You want to be the whole main character in your own movie?
I thought it'd be funny if it was us. No, I thought that's what you were thinking. Oh, we pay like actors type shit.
I'm talking about like making a fucking like
an actually really funny movie type shit.
Yeah, like a movie type shit, not just like a. Oh, I want to make a movie, so I'm going to make a movie. I'd rather, like, fund all the shit than be, like, the whole creative director or, like, top exec, whatever the fuck they call it, you know? Like, we write the story type shit. We give the characters their part. They play the part. We maybe, like, have, like, one of those guest roles, you know, type shit. Like, what's his name?
Guys, it's Cheech and Chong. They're old as shit. Like, they're even older than they are now. Like, they're just like they're a cameo, but they're like in a wheelchair type shit.
God damn.
Like, oh, is that Cheech and Chong, bro? And they're like,
no, like we, you know how like Seth Rogen is in Superbad, where he's just like the cop.
Yeah,
he's not like really like in the movie type shit, but he's like in the movie. He's not one of the main characters, but he also is. But he also isn't type
bro,
shit.
Bro, him and fucking, what's his name?
Yeah, I forget that dude's name too. But did you know they wrote that movie back in, like, high school, dude?
Them?
Yeah. They wrote Superbad, like, way back when they were kids.
That shit's type shit. Funny as fuck.
Exactly, dog.
That shit's a classic, bro.
That shit literally, bro, I remember tripping ass on acid, and I was like, I want to watch Superbad, bro. The only part of that trip I remember, bro, well, not only, but only part of that trip where I was watching Superbad I remember is that scene where he's dancing with that one chick who has, like, the period, blood and gets it on him and shit. And it's like, bro.
That's not something that happens frequently enough, you feel me? That's...
Apparently, the reason why it's in the movie, too, is because it actually happened.
That's disgusting, bro. Girl's, like, is unaware of her period and then, like, gets it, like, mid-party and then, like, rubs it up on you, dog. That'd be fucking... And the worst part, it'd be stained on your pants type shit, the blood.
I'm just saying, bro.
Oh, my God.
From what I hear from, like, girls, dog, she most definitely knew, like, she was on her period type shit. Maybe she was just too drunk to care, you know? But, like, you know.
Don't you feel it?
Yeah, yeah. When you feel, like...
cramps. Like, you're getting stabbed in the stomach, apparently.
Type shit. Like, their pussy feels wet, you know? Because it's...
Blood
right there.
Either way, there's, like, a million little signals for this girl to know.
She gets cramps beforehand. Probably cramps at that party if she's bleeding like that.
Enough for it to go through your clothes and get onto someone else. That's a lot.
I feel bad for, like, the girls who have, like, their first period experiences and, like, anything white or anything jeans, you know? Because
anything there
where it's, like, visible type
at shit. Any given point where you're out in, like, in a situation in which, like, it's hard to, like, go home or, like, go to, like, Walgreens or some shit real dude, quick, you feel me?
Periods just sound like a pain in the ass in general.
It's worse. Because like, the thing is, it just keeps coming type shit.
Yeah, like, and the only way to get rid of it is literally...
turn, like, 50 or some shit.
And getting pregnant. But then being pregnant is, you're like, dealing with a
whole
worse.
Other set of problems.
Yeah. So being a woman just sounds hard.
It do. Thank guys, God we respect dick. Women, bro.
For real. How y'all do it, bro? I would have fucking do blown it. My brains out after the third period cramp, dog.
Y'all got me fucked up. Man, I'm respawning, dog. You got me
fucked up, bro.
I lived this long and shit was aight.
And then I turned, like, what?
Like, 12 or 13
and then
shit?
All of a sudden start bleeding for the rest of my
all of a sudden,
life.
I'm like... there's kind of like a subscription to the shit I hate and I just can't cancel it.
Hey, man. Sperm cramps are way worse, though, bro. On God. Penis cramps, bro. We have them every month, just like women. Have you heard of those memes where it's like, bro, women don't know the pain of sperm cramps. If they knew the pain of sperm cramps, maybe they would understand what we go through
your
as men.
Your dick's just a little, just, like, it's just in the middle of the night, just wanted, Ow. That's it.
Meanwhile, they get, like, emotional and shit.
For a whole week.
Then they're back to normal.
I remember at one point I thought I knew when one of my girlfriend's period was, but apparently no. She would just be really she was just bipolar. I thought that's when her fucking period was. And then I asked her one time, I'm like, isn't your period coming? I was like, no, it's not this week. It's like, why would you think it's week? I'm like, because it's usually always at that part of the month that she gets mad. Like, not mad, but she just starts tripping about shit. But I guess her mental state was just kind of always waning either way. I don't know. It was
like a whole lot of work.
It was always the last week. I always thought it was that. Just because I'm like, she always starts tripping the fuck out at, like, the end of the month. So... like, I thought that's what it was, you know? But nope, that was all her.
It's Dude, I remember my ex, like, it would always be a fucking, like, trip, like a whole anxiety trip to see if her period comes or not. Like, cause this bitch, bro, it was so annoying, dog. Like, her periods, you know, like, they all have the app and shit, so, like,
recorded,
track their, like, cycles and shit. Either way, she had the app, and her app will always be, like, a few days, like, early type shit. Mm. So it was never matching up with when her period would come.
Supposedly.
And she'd always be freaking out, like, oh my fucking god, is my period not coming? One time she freaked out so bad, dog, she fucking bought a pregnancy test and was like...
Bro, one time, fucking with one of my exes, it was like, we had literally only fucked once at that point. And I remember, like, she was all like, I might be pregnant or something. I'm like, bitch.
That shit not mine.
I was like, I wrapped it up. What the fuck?
Dude, it's a fucking miracle how I'm not a father right
bro,
now,
bro, it's
dude.
Scary when a girl wants you to, like, fuck raw. Because then, like, you yourself begin to think, like, I don't want to pull out. You feel me? Like, I'm a have to.
Because, in a sense, it's like, damn, this shit's way hotter if I don't pull out shit. Especially if she gasses you up and she's like, don't pull out. And then it's like,
She's like, come at me. Like, she says it very quietly. And you're like, huh? Nothing. And you're like, should I say I heard it? Because I already heard it. I just wanted to confirm it. But now that she didn't confirm it, should I confirm it? Should I tell her I know? Should I do it anyway?
Oh, my God. Dude, I remember the last time, like, one of the last times I ever went over to, like, fuck my ex type shit. Dude, she was, like, she said that shit. She's, like, coming to me. And I was, like, like, I know, damn.
And you had a girlfriend that would get pregnant.
Well, dude, yeah, I had a girlfriend that 100% would get pregnant.
Me at
the time. I would have been a fucking father, dog. I would have been a fucking dad right now.
I was just the luckiest little fucking teenager, bro.
I was
to have a girlfriend that couldn't get pregnant.
No, I was like, lucky, bro. I got a girlfriend who could get pregnant, raw dogged the shit out of her, and still didn't get her pregnant. But I'm the pull-out king, dog.
Your statistic is what you...
Statistically, bro, I am a pull-out king, dog. Oh, shit. That was wild, bro. I remember it, bro.
We were both... That was the... Bro, you remember that
shit
was...
That was embarrassing, bro. One time, right, at Einstein's, for some godforsaken reason, that became the topic at work. Like, I don't know why, but everyone wanted to hear it all of a sudden. I was telling Fausto, I was, like, laughing and shit. I was like, bro... When I was, like, with my ex and shit, bro, like, when I was, like,
in
fucking 16, 17,
shit.
Bro, I was fucking wildin', bro.
The biggest fucking...
And Eileen came by, and she's like, what are you guys talking about? And I was like, nah. And then Gigi came by, and then she's like, what's happening? And I was like, bro, I'm not explaining this
y'all
shit.
Y'all are asking too much of this, like, of the cheese, man, you feel me?
Yeah. But I was like, bro, like, explain that shit to him. Just, like, talk. I was fucking going. I don't know what I was doing, bro. I'm so glad I got that out of my system early, dog.
When we watched fucking Spider-Man, bro, and all of a sudden we're like, bro, was that a canon event, bro? If me and Isis didn't break up with our high school girlfriends, we either would have become dads or just continued to live the fuck-ass life just because we're... getting pussy doing drugs all the time. You feel me?
I'd probably still be on that shit. Cause
the fucking...
Like, when I think about it, dude,
extended hoe phase, bro, that would've ripped the fucking fabric of reality.
That whole shit was weird, bro, when I think about it. Cause, like, I was like 15 or some shit, you know. I was just chilling, bro, like, in life. Life-wise, I was like, my main problem was just school and being like, fuck school, man. I fucking hate it here, dog. Like, this shit's so bullshit, bro. Just having to come here for like 8 hours a day, bro. Unpaid.
Like, that's how it felt for school, because it was like, I'm here to waste my time. To
waste time?
I get nothing being here. Being in, like, that sounds privileged for someone who gets to go to high school. But it's like,
but also,
graduating, you get a diploma, and that's about it. You feel me?
Public school, in general,
you don't really learn, dog. The school
we went to, bro, it was shit.
You get showed something, you regurgitate it on a test, and then you don't remember it till the final, and then you barely remembered it because it was on the study guide.
Yep.
If it's not, if you didn't get a study guide, you just don't remember how to do that, and then you're just guessing. Yeah, if your
teacher doesn't prepare a study guide, bro, your whole class is failing. That's literally why they always fucking,
they always do the study guide, because otherwise, bro, if a whole class fails, is the teacher liable?
Yeah.
Is it like, bro, you obviously didn't fucking teach none of these motherfuckers, apparently.
You weren't doing a good job, you know, you're the fucking teacher, bro.
You're the one who showed them this shit, and no one here understood. So, fuck did you do, dog?
But also, it could just be the school, because if statistically the school is just stupid as fuck, then yeah.
Dude, apparently, bro, you remember how many people, like, our freshman year went into?
Yeah.
And how many people actually graduated?
Graduation was so small, bro.
Our class went from, like, 300 people to 80.
Even this year, bro, this year is way bigger than, like, our graduating class type shit, like...
Because kids are too pussy to drop out now. We almost dropped out the last month.
Dude, I was like, it was like two months away from graduation. I was like, bro, I just want to get a job and get the fuck out of here already.
I got money to make. This being in school is just holding me back. The
reason why I can't get a job.
Because the moment I get out of school, I need to start making money type shit.
And it was like, bro, this shit's retarded. Then, like, I remember a little later after that.
Okay, yeah, I think it's a battery.
Like, I started smoking weed and shit. When I bought the Armageddon card, dog. The OG Armageddon, bro.
The Armageddon card era, bro. If anyone in the comments can help us track down one of these, bro.
Yeah, if I remember, I think it was by Alien Labs. I'm not too sure.
Some shit, bro, but that was the most. The packaging
had, like, this little,
like, gold Grim Reaper on the fucking cart. Yeah, this Grim
Reaper gold, like, kind of thing on there.
Bro. Oh, yeah, it had the gold tip.
We got it, like, early, like, January of 2019, I want to say. Yeah. January of 2019.
The Peninsula days, bro.
The Peninsula.
Taking naps out in a public park.
Oh, we were fucking stoned. Like,
just waking up. Like, I'd always be the first one to wake up and be like, bro, the sun's going down.
So, way back then, though.
Let's, I remember, like, go home and shit.
No. I remember before, like, even you were smoking, dude. I remember, like, your first time smoking type shit. Because before then, bro, it was just me and Dorian type shit. Like I told him, like, yo, bro, I'm trying to get, like, one of those pens and shit. Because we already kind of had some experience, like, vaping type shit.
You remember the vape? The
vape that Dorian
the
had?
The vape. Caesar. And we broke it because we were playing with it. We just kept using it. Well, me and Dorian did.
Oh.
Me, Dorian, you remember the last day of high school? Everybody's fucking with it, just doing tricks. Because we're like, this is ridiculous, bro. This is a vape, dog.
But it was kind of cool, though.
Because it was just, bro, look, watch.
And then I forgot,
Jatoni hit it, bro. It was
like December of, like, Jatoni
even hit it. Jatoni hit it, bro. That's how the vibe was, bro.
But 2018 of, like, December, bro, I went out home. My cousin fucking, like, let me hit his cart and shit, because he's like, yo, I got this, like, you know, from Phoenix, and it was like a fucking pen, like, with a cart on it. And then I was like, what the fuck? And then he's like, you want to try it? And then, like, that was my first time getting high in, like, years, bro, like, since the last time I, like, smoked with him and then started bugging out and shit, dude.
Dog, my first time was, like, sophomore year. My fucking cousin was just like, hey, Alex, you want to, like, come with me to, like, my friend's house? And I was, like, on my way out of school, and I already didn't have anything to do that day, and I was fucking bored. I'm like, all right. He's like, no way, really? Yeah, sure. I'm down.
Yeah, because that shit's so out of character for you when you think about it from, like, before Alex was a stoner. Before Alex was a stoner, he was Ban Alex, bro. Ban Alex was, like, the total opposite of what you think a stoner would be type shit.
I wanted so badly for it to matter.
Like, it was, like, so different from, like, what you are modern now type Alex. Shit. Alex now is, like, fucking punk Alex, bro. Back then, he was, like...
Punk straight Alex. Edge.
You know, like the kid you call punk, not yeah. like actual punk type shit.
Yeah,
but like I feel like even back then though you're still like had that punk spirit, you know.
I had the idea that I was not perfectly fitting into the situation, though I was putting myself in the situation that was that whole band that bullshit
band.
Bro, it
was messy in there, but also a lot of band kids got high, so I was friends with a lot of band kids type shit, bro. It was funny. I remember
but bro, I just went to like his homie's house and shit that he was on like the football team with. He was like the fucking senior dude or whatever.
Senior?
Yeah. And we were getting high at his house for the first time, and like they were hitting a bowl and shit, and like I didn't know how to hold it or like how to light a bowl at the same time yet. I just didn't work it out in my head, and my cousin had to like hold the bowl for me while I lit it, or like he would light it for me, and he never cut me off, and I never cut myself off.
So you just got stoned.
And at one point they had a pen, like a really good pen, when like all pens were like real type shit.
Yeah, the only ones he could get were real.
And I took a fat hit, and bro, I just got fucked up that night, because I remember I had to ride my bike home, and my cousin, like, saw me, like, ride my bike for, like, 10 feet, and I was going zigzag and shit. I couldn't go in a straight line. And my cousin's like, yeah, bro, we're taking the fucking bus, dog. And when we go to, like, take the bus, and I'm, like, trying to pull the thing to, like, get the bike rack down and shit, I couldn't fucking do it because I was too high and shit, and the trolley dude needs to come out and like do it for me.
Really?
Yeah. I was that fucked up that day because I was like the first time I got fucked up.
Yeah, dude. That shit was like back then was a totally different vibe when you think about it, bro. Because I was still like the I don't give a fuck student back then, but I didn't really
smoke weed like that. Your hair was super short, bro.
My hair was, no, at that point, my hair was growing out because it was like sophomore
year.
Was it?
Oh, in sophomore year.
Like, freshman year, yeah, my hair was short as fuck, dude. I was still, like, middle school Isaiah, you know, freshman. Freshman year, that's just, like, eighth grade plus. You know?
That is what freshman year is, bro.
Freshman
you're not,
year is just eighth grade
It plus. Isn't until sophomore year that you're really a high schooler.
Yeah, because sophomore year, you're kind of like, all right, now I get, like, what high school is all about. You're not, like,
I know it better than to try.
I know better than be a dumbass, you know? Like
I know better than to be a dumbass and better than to be a smartass. You feel me?
Yeah, because middle school is all about that shit. But then, like, high school...
Because they convince you it fucking matters, bro. Mm-hmm. They really try to make it seem like all of this bullshit matters. And then when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter till the very last year. And even then, you don't really need to give that much of a fuck. Like, I can guarantee you colleges probably only really look at your senior year and shit. I remember in middle school, they're telling us, like, yeah, bro, colleges nowadays
colleges
look,
just look
all
at your,
the way back. Like, your graduation.
They just look at your, like, credits, and they look at your GPA, and they're like, okay.
That's it.
Cool. They don't look at your senior year.
They make like, it they sound like they look at each fucking grade and each fucking year and shit.
They look at your overall GPA, and then they're like, yeah, he's...
He graduated.
He graduated.
He tried.
ASU would be like, yeah, he graduated. Let him in.
He graduated in the state of Arizona. End of story, you know.
Can he pay his tuition? All right, bet. Bet, bet, bet. Let him in. Fuck it.
Bro, I remember I got offered... I graduated all C's with two F's, and I still got granted, like, well, like, offered a fucking scholarship to New Mexico University, and all I would have to do... would be pay $10,000.
Pay $10,000?
For a whole ride. $10,000 is one semester here. I could have paid one semester's worth and had 4 years of college.
That's not bad, dude.
I just didn't know how I would get $10,000. So I was like, I literally, I'm not putting myself
student loans.
I'm not, I was like, I'm not putting myself in
but
debt.
Yeah, that's fucking debt right there.
I don't, because the thing was, I don't even know what I would study. So I was just like, I'm not going to go to college just to go to college and figure it out at the end. Do you feel me?
Yeah.
I that's like just putting myself through hell for nothing.
Back then, I definitely didn't know what I wanted to go to college for.
Like, you just kept, at all, you just bro. Kept being told to go because that's the better option to get like a better career.
And that was the annoying shit too, was just being told that, bro.
Y'all aren't giving me alternate options, bro. You're telling me this is the only way to make it in life and shit? Go to university, go to college.
And plus, they always make it seem like if you don't, then it's kind of like a bad thing, you know?
They
like,
didn't accentuate fucking trade jobs, you
if
know?
They
had EVIT, but it if you didn't
EVIT
know
was
about
limited, dude.
If you didn't know about EVIT in time, you wouldn't get like to either be in it or like any of the
you
actual
wouldn't get
like
it for free type shit,
you know? It's a whole thing being an EVIT, you know?
Because if you're an EVIT, yeah, that's like your whole day type shit. It's you're spending it at EVIT.
But either way, our school didn't like never accentuated that you could do a trade job.
No.
That you can get a job doing like an actual like thing, you know, like being
like
a plumber.
Like, dude, what's crazy is, say you became an electrician, right? You did like wirings and shit.
You learn
if you can do that in America, bro, you can do that in any other country where you can get a work visa, because that trade is international, bro. That's a fucking
everywhere's got lights. Yeah. Everywhere's got lights.
Everywhere
end of story.
Has lights, bro. Everyone has wiring and shit that needs to be done. Everyone has like plumbing that needs to be repaired and installed and whatnot. Like, you're just that motherfucker, you know. So, I don't get why schools don't do that. Well, I get why, but it's like, it's fucked up that they don't. But I feel like we're saying that, like, we went to, like, a good school type shit.
We went to a fucking...
We went to an ass school.
Our school was a C rating before we showed up?
No, it was a minus fucking D. Remember? They came to our school saying, blah, 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 these... It's a 30% dropout
tents, rate. Blah, blah, blah.
No, it was like a 60%
I think it was
dropout.
50.
Yeah, 50%.
So there
high.
Was only, like, you and two people... Two people, only one person would graduate. That's crazy. Think about it.
Just half of the class graduated, bro. And then they had a D rating, dog. And they wanted us to bring it up. And after we left, it was like a B, right? B
yeah.
rated school. So they got more funding and shit.
I remember our
but
last year.
We had
year,
to live all through the broke phase, bro.
Our last year, we started seeing the crumbs of like actual like...
We
funding
seeing
and
repair,
shit,
bro. We started seeing repair in the school.
Bro, there
the
was every fucking time it fucking rained, there would be a fucking bucket in the middle of the hall. It'd be a trash can, a fucking like 20-gallon trash can in the middle of the fucking like a hallway and shit. Oh my god,
they
bro.
They had that in the bucket, bro. That in the bucket. That's it. Like, every classroom will have a bucket somewhere just because there's leaks and shit, bro. That school was so messy, bro. And there was so much shit that went on there in, like, the 4 years we went there. We went through phases, if you think about it, like, each year type shit, dude.
You mean character progression, bro?
Yeah.
Like most motherfuckers didn't do.
Like most motherfuckers.
Some motherfuckers were for real were just the same person you knew in like sophomore year, and then just lower their voice, give them a job, and a little bit of facial hair, and a few years of bullshit, and they're probably still the same motherfucker. You feel me?
Yeah.
I like how at our high school though. Everyone went from being malicious as fuck in middle school. Everybody was a fucking... Everybody
piece
was
shit.
Ops with everyone.
Everyone was
everybody
a
had beef. High school hit. All of a sudden, nobody got time to bully each other. Nobody has the effort or fucking, like...
I felt like in middle school, dude, I was really cool with, like, a lot of people type
I was
shit. I was chill
fucking,
with everyone.
I wasn't... hated by people.
There was one person, though, who I just didn't fuck with.
That motherfucker, Larry. Bro.
Fuck Larry.
He was a
wherever the fuck
ass.
You are, dude, like, what's wrong with you, bro?
Get you some help.
You were raised so wrong.
Who raised you, dog?
Like, holy shit, man. That dude was crazy as fuck. If it weren't for, like, our school being, like, a lenient.
You think Larry's in jail right now?
Probably. But if it weren't for our school being so lenient on some, like, actual serious shit, like, he sexually assaulted people.
He grabbed bitches' asses and shit.
That's what I'm saying, dude. The fact that our school didn't do shit about it and we're just like, oh, suspended.
He's a kid.
He's a kid.
Dog, who knows what he's doing?
He's using Slap Ass Friday as an excuse to
it's
grab
Thursday,
some ass.
It's Thursday, motherfucker.
It's fucking Tuesday, nigga. Why are you touching girls? Remember, our homie's ex used to get, like, grabbed by him and shit. Like, back then, dude. And then she was like, yeah, like, I went to, like, the fucking office many times and complained about it. And
they didn't do anything.
They almost got him kicked out of school, though. I remember at one point it was rumored that, like, Larry was going to get expelled or some
bro,
shit.
Bro, there's the whole Gossip Girl arc.
Bro, we had a Gossip Girl arc at school. Where, oh, my God. Some bitch leaked her own nudes and shit.
All of a sudden, it's getting circulated through everyone in
everyone's
the
circulating it.
Everyone's
shit,
heard
bro.
Of it. Even if you haven't seen it, everyone's
heard of it.
Yeah,
even if you
haven't
seen it, bro, like, everyone's heard of it.
Motherfucking Wesley probably knows about it. You feel like? Probably, imagine Wesley got it on his phone.
Dude, that's probably what Wesley was using when he was jacking it at the middle class, bro.
I was not going to mention that, but now that you talk about it, bro. I was in that class when it happened.
No.
I was sitting close to them.
I was in Teresa's class. The one
when the cop,
when
showed,
the cop
up.
Showed up, her boyfriend was at the door and shit, and she started crying, and then the cop was behind him, and I was like, what's going on? And then it was Byro's class. Byro got up, and then she was like, what's happening? Like,
what's happening?
They had a conversation outside, and I was like, what's going on? And then the whole class already knew her nudes got leaked, blah, 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 blah.
Everyone's like, murmuring about it.
Everyone's gossiping about it and shit. I was like, what the fuck, dog?
Oh, bro, I remember Quentin told me, he's all like, yeah, bro, at one point, Teresa told me that, like, if I don't fucking, like, if said situation happened the way way it was gonna happen, she's all like, I would have given you one.
So given him what?
He would have given, she would have given him a gat.
Really?
She said that to him, to Quinn.
Oh,
to the homie, bro.
Okay. Just to give context, yeah, she threatened the school with some harmful acts. So that shit's insane, dude.
That happened in our high school
that
before
was
it was the trend.
No, middle school, dude. It happened in our middle school before,
exactly.
Like, everyone was on that shit, dude, before.
Before it started being a lot more widespread.
It's insane, dude.
That almost happened to our school and shit.
Yeah, dude. They got a threat and whatnot. Like, remember,
imagine that could have been a canon event.
Remember we had a threat, but then it wasn't really a threat. It was just
it was
some dude
with a BB gun. It
was
a dude with a BB gun. That
was
it.
He was
it.
Doing a joke, dude, but the joke was, like, so edgy.
It
some
was just not
serious
fucking
shit.
It wasn't the right time.
It wasn't the right time.
It was way too early for those kind of jokes.
He got expelled and shit and whatnot. Middle school definitely was more crazy, though.
You know that one part of that one Marvel movie or whatever, fucking Civil War? I remember me and Dorian tried to watch it, bro, like, recently. I couldn't sit through it, bro. But,
the
like,
the movie is fucking long, dude.
We couldn't sit through it. We sat through, like, 30 minutes. We're like, bro, nothing's fucking happening. I can't.
That's why you gotta skip through all the dialogue and then just get to, like, the
when
Spider-Man.
Shit starts to hit the fan.
When they get, like, Spider-Man and shit. Like,
but, like,
come on, bro.
Fucking, I remember that one arc in our high school and shit. You remember when What's-Its-Face snitched out What's-Its-Face? Do you remember he got caught with
shit?
Oh,
yeah.
And that was, like, that whole table got divided, you feel me? There's the people who agreed with one motherfucker and motherfuckers who agree with the other.
There was obviously a right and a wrong, but to be honest, even if you're on the right side, like, the dude who you're defending wasn't really that great of a person either. Like, they were both pieces of shit, to be honest. Especially, the dude who snitched. The dude who snitched, bro, I'm not gonna lie, I just didn't like him for the longest time for no reason, and that was the reason, just because.
Who?
The dude who snitched. Yeah.
But he was already a punk, like, he was a punk ass.
And then, like, I got to meet him and shit, and then I was like, okay, he's not that bad, you know? But then, like, I got high with him, and then it's like, yeah, this dude's, I don't like him. I stopped talking to him for, like, a whole.
Because, bro, you couldn't, he was not someone you could sit with in, like, a comfortable environment, you feel me?
Yeah, he's not someone you can just chill with, bro. Like, literally just chill with, dog. Like, if you want to, like, just chill and smoke, bro, do not invite him.
If you want a nice night with the boys where you guys partake in some Mary Jane, he ain't.
Dude, even now.
Don't let him in.
Even though, like, now it's legal, bro, I bet he'd still trip out type shit if you're, like, with him in public, like, smoking at a park, you know? And he'd be like, "Ah, oh, dude, is it, like, okay if we, like, smoke here?" Maybe, bro. I don't know. I don't care, dog.
Yodi gang.
That shit makes me want to smoke at Lowe's, though. Like, now, I feel like I could just take whole ass, like, dabs and shit in Lowe's. Just go to Yodi Land.
Damn, she kept up the post.
Huh?